All right, that's it. Good morning. Today is Monday, April 4th, 2005. And just want to thank each member being there at the Eugene Hynix. I think we had a great time and great testimony. And with that, I'd like to Trade and Economic Committee of the House will come to order. And we are going to have a public hearing, House Bill 3061. And I'd like to call at this time, before I call you, could you give us what the bill is?
Mr. Chairman, Jim Stembridge, your staff, this is House Bill 3061. House Bill 3061 would allow the governor to appoint international goodwill trade ambassadors.
All right. The clerk.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, the rest of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here today. My name is Craig Burke.
Good morning.
I have been the trade manager for Europe at the International Division of the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department since July of 1997, and I'm presently serving as the acting director of the division.
All right. And could you give us your view on this House Bill 3061?
Yes, I've reviewed the bill, and I find it's a good idea. There's good intent there. My only recommendation would be that the candidates for ambassadors, for the goodwill ambassadors, be reviewed by the International Trade Commission and the International Division to ensure that they have adequate experience and could adequately and well represent the state abroad.
All right. And why do you think it's need to be reviewed by the U.S. Division Governor's Office? They do have all the application forms, things like that. They are going to go through those processes before they appoint anyone else. And why does it has to go through your division to be reviewed?
Well, I think it's not so much a question of going through, Mr. Chair, as providing input and making sure, since we work on a day-to-day basis with our offices and representatives overseas and with companies that are going into the various target markets that we have overseas, for instance, China, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Europe, and Latin America. I think we have a good appreciation of what's needed there, what the market demands are. So I would simply suggest that we provide some input just to ensure that the people who would be chosen as goodwill ambassadors would be well matched to that objective.
Okay. Do you believe you can coordinate with the governor's office?
Oh, sure. We work closely with them. I personally have organized three different trade missions with the governor's office, so I have a long experience in working closely with them.
Okay. Do you think it is necessary to write into the bill the amendment that the process has to go through the International Trade Division, or just can you work with the governor's office on that matter?
Mr. Chair, I'm not really sure how much the letter we have to put all these things in. I'm assuming that we would work with them and suggest that. I'm not sure if it really needs to be in there word for word in the bill in order to ensure that takes place.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to say that I think it's a good idea for the governor to work with the division, but I think that's the governor's prerogative, who he works with to pick these folks.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, a question more to you. Funding for this sort of a venture, how would that come about? Is there an economic impact? Is there a financial impact?
Can you direct him to me?
Please.
Okay. International Trade Ambassador, as it read in the bill, there is no funding at all. Is that the question?
Yes, and so members that were appointed to travel to China, Japan, Taiwan, and Korea, that they would pay their own expenses?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. There's no funding at all. The bill clearly mentioned that there are no compensations. And but case by cases, someone retired from the high post from our state, but concerns knows on the international trade issue. The person is retired and financially well for themselves if they want to serve, just with a big title, just a name as a trade ambassador. That might just help our state also.
Right. Mr. Chairman, you can see that language on lines 6 and 7 of the bill.
Yes, can you read that?
It says the International Goodwill Trade Ambassadors are not entitled to compensation but may at their own expense, and then it lists three things that they can do: travel, serve as ambassadors, and make reports.
Okay. Thank you. Vice Chair Broom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Burke, I just said your opinion. Would establishing a goodwill committee like this be redundant in any way with the work your department is doing?
I don't think so. I think
here's how I would see it working,
Vice Chair. Probably these ambassadors' trips would be trips that are already arranged. For example, if a business person was going abroad, going to China, for example, and he happened to be an ambassador, then we could encourage that person to act on the state's behalf in certain areas, perhaps meeting with government officials or business officials. And so it would be something. It's not like the ambassador would decide to take a trip all of a sudden and head off to a certain market. I think that then we would simply brief them on what is going on and make sure that they're well acquainted with the state's activities, with the division's activities in that market. And I think it could be very effective to have, especially if the ambassador were a business person attached to a certain business that's a target sector in a particular market, that could be a very effective tool.
Right.
Thank you.
And we have now trade office in Japan. How many staff do we have in Japan?
We have three full-time employees that are state employees in the Japanese representative office in Tokyo, Mr. Chair.
And so we have two people in Korea.
We have a contractor representative, Mr. Kim Jin-young, who is in Korea, and he has an administrative person who works with him.
Yeah. So do we have one in Taiwan?
We have two people that are full-time state employees, full-time employees that work in the official state office in Taipei.
Okay. How about the China or South America?
China, we have contracted a company known as APCO Asia. They represent us, and they are located in Shanghai. In Mexico, we have a company called TMS, Trade Management Services, that, again, is a private company. It's been contracted by the state.
All right. So in that case, how do they work as a title? Do they have, what's their title in China and in South America?
How do they work, sir?
Yes, under the contract.
It's very much based on the requirements of our companies, the small to medium-sized, for the most part, exporters that we are assisting. Just to give you one example, I will visit a company that's interested in working in Europe, and we do have a representative in London that covers all of Europe for us, identify their export assistance needs, for example. And the classic example, again, is finding distributors. That's the number one need of small to medium-sized Oregon companies, is to find some sort of representation or distribution in a target foreign market. We'll identify the sort of profile they're looking for, what their needs are, and then we'll pass that request along to the appropriate representative abroad, and they'll identify a list of potential distributors. There are also requirements for market information, market feasibility information, requests for product regulations. For example, the CE mark certification in Europe is a safety certification. So just a vast variety of different informational demands from our exporters, and basically our team here identifies those needs and then forwards them on to our representatives abroad.
Right. So the intention of the bill is not only appoint one person here from Oregon, also governor can appoint any person foreign countries, such as retirees from the cabinet and ministers live there, and they got nothing to do, but we can give them a title. Mm-hmm. And promote trade and tourism, plus many economic benefit for the state. This bill does not restrict to our state only. We can appoint anyone, mm-hmm. someone in Korea, mm-hmm. Someone retired from the high office, and just give the person good title as a trade ambassador, that person working for our state without the pay at all. So that's also one of the intentions in that bill.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This might be a question toward you. Has there been any discussion on how many goodwill trade ambassadors could be named or would be named?
It's up to the governor. Governor don't have to appoint no one at all. Well, he can appoint major trade partners, such as any countries, or even Europe or South America. He might be able to appoint just one person to just coordinate if there is a qualified person. So this is just a new beginning, and the trade will be getting bigger and bigger. So we are trying to get some trade promotion without costing any tax dollars, if hopefully with this bill. Okay. All right, and one of the drawbacks, since we don't pay them at all, we do not know how effective it is going to be. But I think we have nothing to lose in case if we do that. And such as in Korea, we have Jin-won Kim, who has been the manager or director in the Korea office last, 18 years.
That's right. Yeah, 18 years.
18 years. And then, even though he's a good man, he lacks the statute as a high-level government official, which is very important. But there are many government officials retired from the Minister of Foreign Office or Commerce, whatever. We can give the person another title for Oregon. I'm sure that person will promote for our state without costing any money. So that was the whole point. Okay. All right. If there's no any other point you'd like to add on this House Bill 3061 at this point?
Just one other thing, since you do mention appointing or the possibility of appointing people who are already living abroad, Mr. Chair,
yes.
I would encourage that we ensure that what their activities are coordinated with the marketing strategy of the state in that particular market, that there's some sort of briefing or communication to avoid any sort of misunderstanding among potential clients.
Of course. I think that's very advisable, and also the person being appointed need to work with the International Trade Commission also.
Of course, yes.
Yes, so that I'm sure the governor, in case someone wants to appoint as a trade ambassador, I'm sure governor's office can coordinate with International Trade Division and also International Trade Commissions, plus other concerned members, including the Agriculture Department, whatever.
We would welcome that.
Yes. But thank you.
Thank you, sir.
With that, I'd like to please stay on.
Sure.
And close public hearing 3061, and I'd like to open the HJR 29.
Mr. Chairman, HJR 29 encourages the sending of a legislative international trade mission to China, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan.
All right. Could you give us your point on this JF-29?
Mr. Chair, I think this is a very, very good idea. I think it would be really serve the state to have some of our legislators represent us abroad during a goodwill mission like this. My only comment would be that we be very clear about the objectives and what we want to accomplish in the mission. I say that because we're presently in the process, the division and the International Trade Commission, of developing a new marketing plan for the division and for our work with other state agencies involved in the international marketplace. And I would like to first set those objectives, you know, clearly, for example, clearly identify what we want to do in China as a state, what we want to do in South Korea, what we want to do in Japan and Taiwan, and say, here are our objectives, here are the target clusters that we want to strengthen the state's presence in a particular market, and then plan the mission after that. I would hesitate to say, let's just go off in September, October without having some clear objectives in mind. I think clearly in those markets, the presence of visiting dignitaries does open a lot of doors. There's no question about that. And I think it could be a very effective mission if we plan it carefully and make sure that our objectives are clear. Also, we should look at the idea that there might be particular trade events taking place in a particular trade or a particular target market. For example, there might be a trade show in China tied to nanotechnology, since that's a new sector of focus here in the state. And we might want to plan the mission around those dates and have the legislators help open doors for meetings with Chinese government officials and business people. Keeping those dates in mind may result in splitting the mission, having two different missions. There might be dates in China and Japan, for example, that make us going at a certain time optimal, and then there'll be dates in South Korea and Taiwan that would result in having a separate mission to hit those particular trade show dates or trade event dates. So it's something, my point is, it's something that requires careful planning. I think it can be very effective, certainly will open doors and help represent Oregon very well. One other thing I'd like to suggest, to keep in mind, I've discussed this with our director, Marty Brantley, is there has been some discussion of doing a tri-state mission, and we might want to look at that, doing a tri-state mission with Idaho and Washington. Again, that would only add to the weight of the delegation and ensure success in the various target markets.
All right. Thank you. And, right, and is it possible that could you help us to draft clear objectives?
We're in the process of doing that, sir.
Okay, I do appreciate it. And I'd like to know what stage you are in and setting up the goals and objectives. And if you have it, we'd like to have it as soon as possible. Also, we can put our input also.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, House of Legislators is election year. We have to go through every 2 years. By all means, if there is going to be a trade mission, it's advisable to have sometime this year. And if we can go, instead of four countries, two countries at a time, that's also a good idea. But if possible, and that we like to kill four birds with one stone, if possible. And so, time-wise, this is very costly, and that the legislators, we have to pay our own way going over there.
I understand.
And so, we are not trying to depend on the tax dollars at all, even though our pays from tax dollars, but we try to limit our expenses within our own means. But at the same time, we need some funds available for the receptions when we get there. If they are giving us a reception, it is that the couriers for us to have another reception from our part. And so I'm negotiating and that the discussing on that funding issue, such as some funds for receptions, some lodgings, things like that. Mm-hmm. But most of the airfare, this is my own thought, we need to pay our own airfare, which is also very costly at this time. So.
Well, we are, just to get back to your question, Mr. Chair, we are moving very quickly to put together this plan, not only because you're requesting it, but we've also had requests from the Ways and Means Committee to identify that plan for obvious reasons. So it's something that, in fact, the Trade Commission is meeting about on April 9th. and we should have a preliminary plan, which would give a clear idea of what we could do with this mission within the next couple of weeks.
Okay, appreciate it. And if we have to have a reception, each country, with a small number of people who are interested, who are doing business with our state, how much amount of money do you think we need?
I frankly do not know. I think it depends on the market. It depends on how many people you want to have there, what the objectives of the reception would be. Is it going to be targeted on a particular market cluster? Are you looking to have government officials there? So I frankly cannot say. I mean, my experience in Europe is these receptions have been several thousand dollars for, you know, a relatively small group of people, say 20 to 30 people.
Okay. Alright, I have been discussing this issue with Dalton Hobbs in the Agriculture Department, and also I have talked to some degree the director of OECD, Mari Brandt, and so please discuss, give us some approximate amount, how much will it, the total cost. So that will be helpful to give me the direction. How much should I ask for the ways and means for this funding?
Mr. Chair, have you an approximate idea of how many legislators would take part in the mission?
I don't have any firm number, but I hopefully to have a total of 20. But 20 does not mean all legislators. 20 means maybe half legislators, half private business people from our state, maybe from the governor's office, hopefully a director of the international trade division, maybe from one person agriculture. So if it's more than 20, maybe too many. If it's less than 10, maybe that might be too small, so between 10 and 20 might be a good number. That's my own assessment, but it could be more, it could be less.
All right.
And we do not know. There has been a lot of interest to legislators wants to go, but actually when the time comes, have to pay the airfares, that's very costly. So we'll find out for the, as the time, as this passes, then we'll find out how many people would like to join this trip.
Well, I can say it'll be no problem. I simply, since I've been working primarily with Europe, Mr. Chair, I can check, though, with my colleagues who have dealt with the missions to various Asian countries and come up with some fairly good figures in terms of receptions that we've organized in the past. So that can be done rather quickly.
Okay. Do you know any legislative trade mission before?
The last one that I remember that in which we participated, I remember that Senator Mei Yi led a mission to China. I believe it was in 2001, and then there was one that went
to just China.
Just to China.
Yeah.
Just to China. That is the only one I really recall. There was a small a mission of sorts in the year 2000 that followed Governor Kitzhaber's mission to Europe. I remember that Senator Brady Adams and some of his colleagues went to Germany and visited, representing the state, visited Hanover in the state of Lower Saxony, with which we have a sister legislative relationship, and then went on to Berlin, and that was in the year 2000.
Okay. You know, I had the privilege of going to Japan, Korea, and China with Governor Barbara Roberts and with Governor the Kitzhaber. But I didn't have any chance to go to other countries with the current governor. But I believe this is the first that the legislative trade mission ever in our state. And so as the trade increases, I think it's well timed. And we need to connect with the legislators in each country also. Not just meeting the trade people, but meeting government officials, anything we can improve to streamline the process, and building up the relationships between our state and other countries, and plus many others. So, okay, any other input like to put it in from our members? So quiet today. All right, and so do you think the way as is written, HJR 29, is good enough?
No, I think it's very straightforward. Yes, no, it adequately describes your intentions, and it's quite clear here.
Okay, so as long as we have a clear objective, so
yes,
that might be.
I would just again reiterate. I would strongly encourage that we look at what we want to do in these markets, because there's some things that are developing very, very quickly. I'll just give one example: the Open Source Development Lab, which is a world center for Linux development, located in Beaverton, Oregon, and something of which the state should be very, very proud, and about which the state should be very enthusiastic, is opening up an office in Beijing. And we might want to look at some way of tying in with that to promote that, because Oregon really has become a center for Linux development. The inventor of Linux, Linus Torvald, lives here in Oregon. Some key figures live here, so there might be something in terms of dates, maybe a grand opening of that center that we could plan a mission around. So I think that careful planning is required, but the mission could be quite effective.
All right. Do you know when that might be?
I'm not sure. I don't think they've done an official opening. So, very frankly, my idea would be we tell them, how about doing your official opening at a certain time that coordinates with the mission. I'm certain they would welcome that, because in a market like China, that's inevitably going to open up more doors and attract more attention to attach the cachet of a legislative mission to that grand opening.
Okay. This is my intention. If possible, we'd like to have a trade mission sometime this year, if it's permissible. And sometime in the fall, such as October, might be a good time. Summertime is too hot.
Mm-hmm.
If possible, we'd like to go. It's a good time. Hopefully, we might be able to have our able staff might be able to go, hopefully. That's my intention also. All right. And with that, and if there's no further input, then I'd like to close the public hearing, HJR 29. Yes, you have
Mr. Chairman, I had one more thing to distribute. Last week when you talked about House Bill 2013, we got more information over the weekend from the Department of Administrative Services on their costs. So I'll distribute that and make that part of the record for our discussion from last week.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, is this no other business before us? And since we have a 9:30 caucus, the meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.